Smartphones are pretty old news by now, right, Steve?
Smartphones are old news?
I think so at this point. But what about?
I downloaded an app on my phone.
Old news? Apps not old
That's
news.
Old
but
news.
What about smart guns? Have you heard of smart guns?
I was looking for a smart gun app.
All right. Well, one manufacturer, Armatix, has come out with a smart gun. This isn't an iGun. It's an IP1, it's called. Manufacturers say the technology could make guns of the future a lot safer. Critics not so sure. Stephen Terrett's a professor at Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research. He joins us now to tell us how much thinking these smart guns are actually going to be doing. Hi, Stephen Terrett.
Hi, how you do?
I'm good. So what exactly will a smart gun be capable of doing?
A smart gun is a gun that can discriminate between an authorized user of the gun and unauthorized users. So because of that, the smart gun would likely prevent a large number of gun deaths. Those gun deaths would be those types where young children pick up a gun when they're not authorized to shoot the gun, but the gun is operable by them, teenage suicides, and even some homicides.
So this is similar to the new iPhone has a fingerprint sensor that recognizes the user rather than having to plug in a password, something similar?
Well, there are different technologies that can be used to make a gun a smart gun or a personalized or owner-authorized or child-proof gun. One of them is biometric identification, like you just mentioned, with fingerprint identification or other types of biometric identification. Another way is using radio frequency identification so that the authorized user has on him or her, either in a piece of jewelry or something on clothing, a signal that communicates with the gun, letting the gun know that it's in the hands of an authorized user, and therefore the gun becomes operable.
So if it's a technology that we already have in so many devices now, why has it taken so long to apply to guns?
It's really a matter of politics rather than technological development. You're right that the technology has existed for quite some time. We've had products that do identify authorized users. When I go to my car, I don't need to use the key to take the key out. I just have a key in the pocket of mine, and I can open and unlock the door and start the car, whereas other people can't. Well, the reason we haven't put these in guns is because the gun manufacturers have been reluctant to do so, and their reluctance probably is because when gun manufacturers tried to make safer guns in the past, they were essentially punished financially by gun buyers. Gun organizations asked gun buyers to boycott those companies. The companies were boycotted and had to shut down their factories for some time.
Stephen Terrett's a professor at Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, and we're talking about new smart gun technology. And it sounds like the point here is to make guns safer. What concerns, if any, should we have about this kind of new technology?
Well, I don't think that there are any valid concerns that would prevent us from doing it. There are concerns that people raise. Some people say, well, the gun is not going to be as reliable. That's probably not correct, because once you put electronics into guns, they're likely to be more reliable than they are now. Guns, the present type of guns, have a failure rate that's well known. That failure rate will probably be reduced. Some people don't like the idea of the government perhaps mandating that guns be smart guns or personalized guns. So again, that gets into the politics of it rather than the technology of it.
Will you be getting one?
No, I don't care to have a gun, so I won't be getting one, no.
All right, Stephen Terrett, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Stephen Terrett is a professor at Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, telling us about new smart gun technology that could be coming to a guns and ammo store near you sometime in the future. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherer. I'm David Hyde.